producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let us honor the president's executive authority to take action. But more importantly, let us have a vote on the floor of the House. There's still plenty of time to do it as the executive action takes effect.
There are a lot of options on the table, and I'm not going to get into hypotheticals of what we could or couldn't do. But I do know this. Come January, we'll have a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and we'll be in a stronger position to take actions.
Once again, immigration center stage in Washington, D.C., although it's all of us in the nooks and crannies that feel the policies of what goes down in D.C. in our neighborhoods. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've got protests that are really spreading in response to the grand jury decision not to indict the other day an NYPD police officer in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, who was suspected of illegally selling cigarettes. And we'll get to that because it is really also happening out there in your backyard and mine. But the politics on the day are seemingly overwhelming to get to this immigration idea of, okay, what are we doing now that we have this executive action? What does that mean? There's a lawsuit going on. There's a tug of war. You just heard John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and his point of view. He's trying to sort of put salve on the wounds, if you will, for the Republicans who are furious over the House just lying down and taking it, as someone described to me today. And then you heard Nancy Pelosi talking about the idea of, you know, working together. But it doesn't seem as though this working together thing is working out too well, especially when it now comes to what has become the massively hot potato of the day, and that is immigration and executive action and what will ultimately be funded and what won't be funded. Because here's the thing. The president takes the executive action, but guess who holds the purse strings? Guess who has to decide what's going to be funded and what's not going to be funded? Well, of course, that would be Congress. So the House rebukes Obama over his immigration actions, and there is a massive spending fight like rock'em sock'em robots because it's an awkward dance. Remember those 70s robots that you might have gotten when you were a small, small child where they would just punch and you'd have to push and work at it and then the other guy would punch on the other side? That's exactly what it's like. Boehner is not saying no to the State of the Union, by the way. He calls it a chance for Obama to become more unpopular because this then becomes the discussion. Oh, yeah, what about the State of the Union? Let's boycott it. That's what we're going to do. I think we should boycott Washington and their lame decisions. And this is what it is. It's lame decision-making. So the House voted, the Republicans voted Thursday to block the immigration executive actions, but it's unclear whether this symbolic step is going to be enough to really prevent a very, 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 let me say it again, very risky budget standoff next week. Remember, the 12th is when everybody's supposed to vacate Washington. The House voted 219 to 197 for the bill. Congressman Ted Yoho, which he may have my favorite last name, by the way, Republican from Florida, said that Obama's actions are null and void and without legal effect. This legislation is part of a three-step plan by House Republican leaders to address the immigration maneuvers and also, by the way, to approve a new spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown. That would be disastrous. mean, I know how you're feeling out there. Like, listen, you got to stand up, have a backbone. But defunding the government, basically, that is the lamest move on the chessboard. So we shouldn't have even come to this position. We shouldn't be here in the first place. Next week, the chamber is set to vote on a bill funding most of the government. You already know this through September 2015, except for the Department of Homeland Security. That would only be through March. So the Rock'em Sock'em robots, that tees up that new fight over funding for the president's immigration policies when the Republicans control both chambers, which they will, come January. But there are a lot of conservative lawmakers, maybe some who you voted in, who were saying, no, 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 no. Let's do it now. Let's use the December 11th deadline when the government doesn't have any money. That's our leverage. Let's defund the immigration plan. If it's defunded, hey, you can have an executive action all day long, but you better pass the hat because who's paying for it? So is this the right thing to do? Even Congressman Mick Mulvaney, Republican from South Carolina, declared on the floor. You know, I was flipping around. I was riveted by C-SPAN today. I'm not happy. He says he's concerned that Republicans don't fight the immigrant. If they don't do it now, it could send the wrong signal ahead of the new Congress. Okay, I'm going to call foul on that. I don't think it sends the wrong signal to the next Congress, because the next Congress can dig in and do what they want, especially with the added ding, ding, ding bonus of having the majority. It makes a difference. So who's going to bolt on any kind of a spending bill? How many votes, how many people are there that will do it? I mean, I think there is a very big risk of plenty of members saying, forget it. They don't want to get involved in the middle of this. They don't want to defund the government, so they just won't be involved. If you're talking about 30 or 40, that would be huge. So will the defectors come back and favor the plan in the end? Well, let's turn to the guys, the money guys. The House Appropriations Committee chair is a guy named Hal Rogers. I know you've heard his name, from Kentucky. He says, I don't think I'm hearing good things about it. I'm not hearing good things about whether or not the opposition could torpedo the spending bill. So John Boehner might need Democratic support to carry the spending package across the finish line next week. Isn't that interesting? And you heard Nancy Pelosi there, who was kind of dodging whether she'd help pass a spending bill, but she says she's reaching out to Boehner to extend a hand of friendship to keep the government open as long as the Democrats see a bill they can support. Let me look into my crystal ball. For Christmas, am I going to be talking about, here we go, another day, and the time is winding down pretty soon that there's not going to be checks in the mail? I don't think so. I really honestly believe with the rank and file, there's going to be enough votes to move on from there and fight the fight come January. Is this the right strategy? How about the strategy of protests near, far, and everywhere in between? Is it working, and do we have a big problem in this country? I'll talk about that on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-865-0869. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-865-0869. That's 1-800-865-0869. Call 1-800-865-0869.
If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like you're walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's right.
Tonight, Kate Delaney wishing you and yours the best holiday possible. Can you believe we're getting closer and closer in the next couple of weeks? In fact, starting next week, we'll start looking at the big stories from 2014, and then at the tail end of December, our predictions as to what is going to happen coming up in 2015. A lot of big Supreme Court decisions and some other things that will be on the board for Congress if anything happens with Congress. And then, of course, the ultimate decisions on Democrats and Republicans who will run for president and what kind of debates and all those sort of things are we going to see. Are we going to see some town halls? What's it going to be like? Speaking of what's it going to be like, almost any city in America, the big ones anyway, at some point you might have seen protesters spreading across the road. They're chanting, they're blocking traffic and demanding change after the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York City. And really what that was, that happened in July. But the grand jury just the other day said no charges, no anything. for the police officer who took him down. So now the debate has become, you know, he couldn't breathe, he was a big guy, he had asthma, and then he dies. And he was selling illegal cigarettes, allegedly, in Staten Island. So what one former police commissioner said is, what do you want the police to do? You're doing something you're not supposed to be doing. They're there to pick you up, to question you, and you come at them or you resist arrest. So do they say, yeah, you know what, this isn't that big of a crime. We're going to just let you, we're going to walk away from this. And he did really put it that way. That was Bernard Kirk saying that, what are your expectations for the police? How are they supposed to encounter people? So the bottom line is, was this just completely wrong, though? What happened here? Now there are people that are coming out and saying, hey, this officer's a cool dude. It's not his fault. There's all these protests that are happening around the country, certainly in New York, but beyond New York. And then the question does become, okay, was the chokehold necessary? In fact, in New York, you're not supposed to do any kind of a chokehold because it's against their policies. And somebody videotaped it. Then it is, okay, was it a chokehold? Was it just a takedown? What was it? And did Officer Pantaleo, did he do the right thing? You can see that Eric Garner is gesturing with his arms to make his point. You can see that in the video. I went and looked at it again today. I've probably looked at it 10 times. Police move in on Garner. He raises both hands. You can see that clearly in the air. Tells them not to touch him. One officer reaches for Garner's hand. Seconds later, another wraps his arm around his neck. And the cell phone video was shot by a friend of Garner's and shows the officer, you know, keeping that hold as he's taken to the ground, saying, I can't breathe, you know, over and over and over again. And he did say that. Then the words, you know, sort of stop, and Garner never gets up. So the grand jury decided that there's no probable cause to indict Officer Pantaleo, the man who put Garner in that, you know, presumed chokehold on that Staten Island sidewalk, and the 43-year-old dies. So the debate does become, with this officer, was it necessary? Was it in violation of the New York City Police Department's policy? You know, New York Police Commissioner William Bratton did an interview on CNN back in August, and he said that no local laws criminalize chokeholds, but they are forbidden by his department. They could, so the New York City Police Department, which I think may happen, could discipline Pantaleo or any of his other officers that were there with him if there's this ongoing internal review, and that's what's happening right now, if it finds that their actions didn't really line up with the police department procedures. Bratton is also cautioning against a rush to any kind of a judgment. He says, look, I have to say this. I've been around a long time. What it appears to be sometimes might not be what it is. Now, the medical examiner did make a note, offered some facts, did classify Garner's death as a homicide in the summer. He said he died because of a compression of neck chokehold, compression of chest, and prone positioning during physical restraint by the police. But he did say that Garner had acute and chronic bronchial asthma, obesity, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, all of that contributed to it. So there was a chokehold. It did play a part in his death. But should the chokehold have been used? Should it have been used? And this is what's really led to all the protests, because that's all people hear and see is chokehold, chokehold. That's what they did. And forensic scientists say that the chokehold A couple of them have been quoted in the New York papers. The chokeholds that they saw in the video had the potential to be deadly. It cut off the airway, which can lead to a condition called asphyxia, as we know. That renders you unconscious and it suffocates you because it cuts off your oxygen supply. We all know that. And then ultimately your heart stops. Then you're dead. So if the chokehold is a certain way, that's exactly what happens. Certainly we have seen this portrayed in the movies. We get it. We get the whole chokehold thing. What I don't get is what are they taught to do? From what he was instructed, what did all those other police officers think when they were there and they were doing that? And was this absolutely the wrong thing to do? I mean, they're not going to know he has asthma. They're not going to know all those things that the medical examiner is saying. So the U.S. Justice Department also is launching a civil rights investigation into his death. And a lot of people are weighing in on this. As for the police commissioner, William Bratton, he says if there's a finding of guilt in the department's review of Garner's death, the decision would be made as to an appropriate penalty or discipline. So the grand jury didn't indict him, but the police department could indict him in a way because he could be gone. So now that has definitely led to lots of protests, lots and lots and lots of protests across the country, from the east to the west, from the south to the southeast. And there is an underlying tension that is starting to form in some areas. And this is back to back. First, you had Michael Brown and Officer Wilson, no indictment, no anything. And now you have this situation 9 days later, where Pantaleo also not indicted for the death, for the chokehold of Eric Garner. So what is the right conclusion here? I'll tell you, and looking at the video, it looks very tame. It looks like an arrest, not tame. That's the wrong words. It looks like they're arresting him. He was a resisting arrest, and they were doing what we've seen police do in a lot of different situations. But he clearly was saying, "I can't breathe," and that was it. I mean, that was it. And they didn't release him. There wasn't any of that going on. So where are people protesting? Certainly in Brooklyn, New York, they've staged die-ins in the middle of a popular place, Atlantic Avenue. There's silence. The protesters, they have the cardboard coffins and they chant and then they stop and they fall down to the ground. A part of the Brooklyn Bridge had to be closed off. I'll tell you what, there is no doubt that we are having lots of discussions about police practices and communities filled with racists. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, he's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high,
tonight. Oh, I hope this holiday season, the one thing you do not have to deal with is any kind of malware. Boy, you get if that happens to the computer systems in your business, and it is disastrous. Cybersecurity expert Eric Schiffer, who is chairman and CEO of Patriarch Equity and DigitalMarketing.com, is in our virtual green room. He joins us now. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. And, you know, the reason I say the thing about the malware is because there was just a fantastic headline the other day that said major malware attack in the U.S. And we know there is always that possibility. And sadly, we're reading so much about it. But when you say the word major and the companies that could be affected by it, it's so, so frightening because of how it cripples a company, isn't it? And it's so tough to untangle yourself from it, isn't it?
It is a complex issue. There are huge implications today whenever you're dealing in anything digital. And it ultimately is a cat and mouse game for companies. And they've got to always think one step ahead because there's a lot of money involved for hackers. And they can make a fortune overnight. And some of these people are coming from third world countries. They're bright as anything. And they're willing to take risks and take risks. They can feed their family forever if they're successful. And it's hard for governments to track some of these people down. It can take years. And they're willing to do it. And the implications are horrible for consumers because it creates a lot of pain. Typically, though, there's insurance for most of these things. However, if you're a celebrity and you've got, you know, pictures of yourself and dancing on tables somewhere in some tropical island, those are problematic, and we've had to help many a celebrity to clean it up or keep them safe or ensure that those pictures never get seen.
So what do you tell people to do as a cyber expert? This whole thing about switching passwords and being careful and not being obvious with what you choose, that's the basic thing, right?
Well, it's a basic thing, but it's really important. So the first thing I tell our celebrity clients is change your password at least once a month. Make it complex, at least 8 characters and a mixture of capital and special characters and things and numbers. So you want to mix it up. And also, anything that you wouldn't want on TMZ in terms of a picture, make sure you don't put it on the cloud because it could at some point be accessed.
Yeah, and what do you think, and I'm sure you've had a couple of clients that have come back and back to you again, even though you've told them what to do. Is it because we have this sort of false sense of security for some reason and we don't even sometimes process what we're doing with social media?
I think it's a piece of that. I think it's also the way these phones are set up. I think it's easy for you to get lulled into not paying attention to the fact that sometimes it gets uploaded or get lulled into the fact that, you know, you didn't necessarily check all the boxes which prevented it from getting uploaded. And these softwares are designed to upload. So unless you're really on the ball, when you're paying attention and you do an update to the software and perhaps the privacy settings changed in the update, you can quickly make mistakes, and then you get lulled into it. Yeah.
Yeah. The in the Sony attack, so big, and there was, again, that was part of that whole headline thing, Sony and targeted and whatnot. Was that North Korea? Because, you know, you talk about where you trace it back to, and a lot of times it's Russia, Eastern European countries, whatever. And this time North Korea?
Well, look, Seth Rogen had made a film that was negative about North Korea.
Yeah.
So, people have certainly made those allegations and as to what led to the hacking. Some people are actually saying that Seth Rogen himself is a hack. We've heard it all with Seth Rogen, you know. But
yeah.
I actually am a fan, and it's possible to be North Korea. It's possible that it was just a kid in Minnesota that's 13 and bored and super bright. We won't know until the FBI continues its investigation.
Yes, and no kidding. And there's another thing, too, that with hackers, we're talking about airlines being targeted. And, boy, with so much travel going on, that really, really frightens people. And in this case, most of what I read, the conversation was about Iran, that it was Iran-backed hackers that were targeting airports and carriers and any place vulnerable where they could get in. And that could really be more than crippling, couldn't it?
Well, it could be. Look, I was on a plane flying, and I was going to one site. I think it was CNBC, and suddenly the sign for the Syrian cyber army came on, some derivative therein, and the logo, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, and I thought it was specifically to the plane I was on, and then did some quick tests, and sure enough, it looked like they had hacked CNBC and a bunch of other sites. So we're vulnerable, no question. The systems are vulnerable. It's the way it will be for some time to come. We live in a digital world. This is going to continue, and ultimately systems will get better and more secure. But you have to consider the fact that this is ultimately a cat and mouse game. So if you're a corporation or if you're a website or a publisher or you want to keep your information safe, you want to be with software providers and with cloud providers that are very proactive, that are thinking three steps ahead of the hackers. And the good thing is there are some that are like that and some that have that capability. And the good thing is our military is also very aware of these things.
Yeah, they're all over it for sure. Absolutely. Eric Schiffer, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. I wish you a good evening, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, it's interesting in what Eric was just discussing with us. The FBI is warning businesses that hackers have used mal software to launch a destructive cyber attack across the country. And we saw that devastating breach that we were just talking about, Sony Pictures and their entertainment division. And some believe, as Eric said, that this had to do with Seth Rogen's picture that is about North Korea. Of course, it's a spoof on North Korea. Or was it something else? But anyway, The mal software in the alert that affected Sony is a first major cyber attack waged against a company on our soil. They have launched attacks like that in Asia and, of course, the Middle East, but none have been reported in this country. So the FBI didn't give much information about how many companies were victims of the attack or any of that kind of stuff, but we know that hackers use malware like this. They used malware similar to what was described in the FBI report to launch attacks on businesses that were highly destructive. In the Middle East, it's happened a bunch. There was one against an oil producer, a huge oil producer there, that knocked out 30,000 computers. 30,000 computers. Can you imagine? And, you know, on the smaller scale, you see what happens in companies when there's any kind of problems with malware in general and then tracing it. Good luck with that. It's not that we haven't been able to trace it. The FBI hasn't been able to trace it. It's just very difficult, and you have to stay one step, as Eric said, in front of the bad guys. You have to be so, so advanced as to not get caught in that situation, and it's very difficult because the kind of nets that you have to throw out and the kind of things that you're looking for, you can easily be hacked into when somebody's tricked by an email, for example. We see that a bunch, and that's one way that some hackers have been able to get into companies. And hackers working for Iran have targeted, they say, at least 50 companies and government organizations, including the airlines that I was mentioning, looking for areas that are easy to pick, vulnerable in other words, that could be used in physical attacks. So the hackers infiltrated the computer systems of carriers and their contractors in Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, and South Korea, and they broke into the computers or the suppliers responsible for aircraft maintenance, cargo loading, refueling, and that's what they did. So imagine they stole credentials, they could impersonate workers. Imagine the damage as a result of being able to do that, to get that far. So the capabilities of especially some of these Iranian cyber spies is so incredibly advanced that they are considered now to be a top-tier cyber power, a top-tier cyber power. And this is information from a report that said the group is the same one that breached the U.S. Navy's unclassified computer systems in September. You know, so how about that? Not good news for any of us. If you know, we look at what happened with Sony and we look at how clever they are. So be careful out there. Good advice to change those passwords, trick them up once a month. And when you have so many, you just got to keep them someplace. You got to have a safe list. You got to know, you know, where those passwords are. All right. Once again, thanks to, you know, to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can hit us up email-wise, Facebook, Twitter, because you're always asking about that. Go to americatonight.net. You can click on any of that stuff right at the top of the home page. Hang with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Coming up, odds and ends as we hit the gas for this last segment. For this hour, anyway, of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, talking about the chokehold and the protests that have been erupting across the country, the what they call the die-ins, not just in New York City, but in some other regions as well. You know, we have many black conservatives on this show, and you love them because we've been probably, how many from Project 21 have we had on that we truly value their opinion, like my pal Chris Arps, who's just terrific, and he's a You know, he's a resident of St. Louis, and he saw the cycles of violence in Ferguson, Missouri after the death of Michael Brown. And he said he would never condone breaking the law, but it's inconceivable that a citizen can be put into a police chokehold and, despite repeatedly saying he couldn't breathe, be allowed to die over the crime of selling untaxed loose cigarettes on the street. Besides government, violent cultural factors and unchecked crimes within the black community is cited as a factor in the death of Eric Garner. And very rarely do guys like Chris Arps ever agree with Al Sharpton. But Chris is saying that in a note he sent to me that black lives do matter and Eric Garner should not have died for selling loose cigarettes. I agree with Al Sharpton. And, you know, the lobby that there is a crisis of black men losing their lives, but my harmony with them ends there because they tend to only mourn the loss of black lives taken by whites. So it's interesting. The Project 21 folks, again, have been on the show, and you know, many, many, many times. And it is, it's terrible what happened to Garner dying over cigarettes and tax revenue. And, you know, you have to ask yourself exactly what you want the police enforcing to do with what kind of deadly strength. And they confronted Garner because he was selling the cigarettes and was, and then was, depriving them of money, of revenue. He wasn't threatening anyone's life, that's true. He wasn't holding up traffic, starting fires, throwing Molotov cocktails, not violent crimes. But they were going after him for doing something against the law. And so this is the question that I put to you, you know, how much is too much? What is over the top? And it's true, anybody, you know, concerned with your personal liberty, and this is from a conservative, a well-known black conservative, should be disgusted with what happened. So is it government overreach? And very different what happened here, by the way, as we all know from the Michael Brown situation. I don't think there's anyone that would disagree with that. I would say that they had absolutely no idea he had asthma, any of that kind of stuff. They had no clue about that. But on the tape, he does say, I can't breathe. You know, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So is it fair to say that no chokehold should have been used? That it should not have been used to cut off his air? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Now, the very fact that he could yell out, I can't breathe, proves that it was not a chokehold. Plain and simple. A chokehold would have cut off the airways. He would not have been able to speak. End of story.
Yeah, but that's in the beginning. Wait. But that's in the beginning when they got him. And then slowly you could push the air out of me as you're doing that. You know that. You know what I mean?
Now, there is a very similar technique that applies pressure to pressure points on the neck. It causes severe but harmless pain. It's a compliance hold. You need to get a solid hold on the person to apply that. So the fact that he was verbalizing, I can't breathe, was just something that perpetrators, when they're wrestled down, will always do. Oh, you've got your arm around my neck. I can't breathe. You're twisting my arm behind me. You're breaking my arm, you rotten SOB. You know, these handcuffs are too tight. It's the normal whinging and whining of a criminal that is being arrested. They want to make a scene. They want to bring the public sympathy down. Yes, this is a big man. Now, everyone's claiming this to be a racist incident because one of the people who had the chokehold was white. The sergeant in command on the scene was black and did nothing to interfere. So and mm-hmm. this is something that the media is not reporting. You know, there was a black commander on scene. And they're still saying that the New York Police Department is racist. The figures that I found out today, 80% of all cops in New York are black.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for digging that up. That's good. I didn't realize that. I agree with you. It's not racist. I'm not saying it's racist. Was the way it was handled, the chokehold, not right? Should they have stopped that? But I agree with you. I mean, you're right. It's being treated as the same as Michael Brown, and these are racist, and I agree with you there. There's no way.
The simple thing about these cases is, you know, that they're feeding this community anger, and they're not letting the media is really not covering enough of the facts in the situation. Here in this case, as opposed to Michael Brown, in both cases, the similarities are there. We had someone who has repeatedly been arrested. The gentleman in New York was a convicted felon. The community, now he was doing this and interfering with free commerce in a minority area. It is the community at large that demanded that the police come and take action. And
yeah, you're right.
Now when they take action, oh, it's a tragedy, it's racist. Because one of the cops that was involved happened to have been white. Yeah, this is just a community, an element of the community that has gotten so used to screaming racism to get away with their crimes. Whenever things don't go the way of the black community, it seems, there is a small element out there that will scream, you don't like what we're doing, it's racist. You know, if you don't like the president for what he's doing, you must be racist. Rather than, hang on, these cops were here answering a complaint by the citizens of the area, responding to a criminal engaged in criminal activity with a criminal history who resisted arrest. Now, if the black community don't want to be targeted by police, first of all, stop committing the crime. Second of all, when you get caught, stop resisting. I mean, you know, had this guy...
I agree with that. That was the tragic mistake. That was the decision to resist was the problem. Tragically, that was the problem. Stupid, fatally, inexplicitly, as someone said to me, fighting the law. And so why do that? Why did he do that? Why did he resist? It would have been fine otherwise.
Exactly. It would have been fine. From what I heard, it would have been a $50 to $100 citation.
Absolutely. Yep,
you know,
nothing.
He chose to resist, and it cost him his life over a $50 citation.
You know, right.
This is where the community leaders like Al Sharpton and so on are letting down these communities. You know, it's you know, oh, the cops are out to get you. You've got to fight back. Over a $50 citation?
I agree with you. I agree with you, Jack. You made some good points. I agree. I think that this was not a racist situation. It was a tragedy. And why did he resist? And when it could have just been a fine, and then look what it leads to. And what do you want the cops to do? You know, what do you want the cops to do? Was it a chokehold? Was he saying, I can't breathe? He was saying he couldn't breathe. Did the air come out of him? Did it look like a chokehold? That's what they're debating now. Surely it's out there. You can see it on video. But was it a racist action? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And Jack just further proved my point even better. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.